Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Tzadi Amud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Brura, and we are in Simin Shin Mem. We will have the third share today of the Mishnah Brura alone. We're not going to do any Mechaber or Ramah today, and we're just finishing up in Sif Dalid, the special considerations, the eight separate segments that the Chafetz Chaim wrote on the Isser of Mochek and of Kosev. We begin on Kuf Tzadi Omen Aleph, four lines from the top with Os Zayin. And the Mishnah Brura begins, HaKosev Bismol Oli Achar Yodo. Us with their left hand, O La Achar Yodo, or with the back of the hand. What does this mean? The Mishnah Brura tells us, the Hainu Begav Yodo, he writes with the back of his hand in a way, She'ochaz HaKulmus, he holds the quill, Be'etzbiosev, with his fingers, V'hofach Yodo, because of, and then he turns his hand upside down, so the pen is actually looking like it's coming out from the back of his hand, and it's pressed towards the paper, obviously, and this is called Klachar Yad, La Achar Yodo, in a backwards, abnormal, non-usual fashion. Or, alternatively, if he writes biraglo, if he writes with his foot, befiv, with his mouth, he puts the pen or pencil in his mouth, or he puts it in his axilla, in his armpit, which is atzila yodov. In all of these fashions, that's not a normal way to write, and as we've said many times, a normal way to write is the only way you can be over in malach of writing on Shabbos, and therefore it's potter aval aser. It is forbidden to do this rabbinically, but midoraisi he would not be chayv achatas. And he says, as I mentioned, mipnesha ein derech kisiva bekach, because this is not the normal way that a person goes and writes. Now, he does point out in Dershu footnote number 58, a number of very interesting ideas in terms of how do we define something to be called a shinoi in a non-normal way. So Dershu Foot 58 brings down ulechitza biyat smol almaka shomat feses kidei lahatvis dover ma. If you're pressing on a button of some sort in order to print something, so in the Shelus Tshuvas Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal brings down she'ein zenech shav shinoi. You're pressing down over here to print something. It makes no difference if you're doing it with your left hand. It's going to print just as easily whether you press with your right hand or your left hand. That's not called the shinoi. Likewise, if somebody uses a stamper of some sort with his signature on it, so Rav Moshe writes as well, Kivin shekal yoser lachsom biyat yomin miyasha biyat smol. Since one could argue maybe it's a little bit easier to use the stamper in your right hand than with your left hand, maybe that is a shinoi. Or maybe not, he says. He says, essentially, you're getting the same stamped signature or stamped print over here, whether you press with your right hand or with your left hand. So he's left with a tzarachian. Rav Nissen Carlos Shlita says, Hachasima b'ofen zeh eino nechsheves kiksiva b'shinoi. He declares that this is not considered a shinoi because it doesn't make any difference over here with the right hand or the left hand. When you're pressing on this stamper over here, you're going to get the same exact result. Likewise, if somebody's writing with his left hand on some sort of a typewriter or a keyboard, so Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is uncertain whether this is called a shinui or not. Even though you normally would write with two hands, for example, does writing with just your left hand constitute a shinui? He's not certain. Likewise, if you make some sort of a backwards type of a letter, for example, if you write something on a glass that's fogged up, and you'd write it in a way that when you look at it in a mirror, it would now look proper, but when you write it on the glass, it's not going to be proper, it's backwards. So he's also mistopic in this situation. This is from the Shelus Teshuvas Har Tzvi, if this is considered a shinui or not. The Mishnah Brura continues, and he writes, Umikol Mokom, however, certainly, Isura Yesh Afilu Biraglo V'chi Agavna. Everybody would agree that it's also to do this. You certainly can't do this L'chatrila, and it's forbidden to do this, at least rabbinically, even if you're doing it with your foot. Now, we will see in a moment that if a person, Rachmana Litzlan, has no hands, so then if you see in Dirishu footnote number 59, if somebody unfortunately has no hands, he lost them through an amputation, accident, genetically, whatever the situation may be, and he learns to write with his fingers or with his mouth, so then the Shelus Teshuva Yehuda Yale writes down that he would be like a Iter Yad, like a person who is a lefty who writes with his left hand who is Chayev. On the other hand, he brings down from Rav Nissen Karlitz, Shlita, Shenechsheves, Kisivazu, Kisiva Bashinoi. Even though you have no hands, when you write with your foot, that's still called a shinoi. The Mishnah Brura continues and he writes, Iter Shekosav Biamino. If you have a person who is a lefty, and Iter Yad is usually the way we describe a lefty, and he writes with his right hand, so for him, he's writing with his weaker hand. That's called a shinui. Shehilok is small kolodim. That's like the left hand of a right-handed person, so potter. That would not be an issur d'oraisa. It would be potter aval aser. Kosav bismol uchayv. But if a lefty writes with his left hand, that's the normal way for him to write, and therefore he would be chayv an issur d'oraisa. somebody who is ambidextrous, hasholet b'shteyado b'shaveh, somebody who uses both his hands equally well, and then he writes with either hand, because of bein b'yamino, bein b'smolo, is chayev. That is, in fact, an issur deraisa, because that is a normal way for him to write. Then he adds, katan oches b'kolmos, if you have a young child that's holding on to a quill, v'gadol oches b'yado, and the adult, the gadol, is moving his hand about while the young child is holding on to the quill, v'kosev, and that's causing letters to be written, chayev. That's essentially the adult writing over here. He's just using the hand of the child, so to say, as his pen. Shehu ikar ha'ikar melacha v'akatan lav klum ovid. The adult is really doing the melacha, and the katan is doing nothing. But the other way around, if the gadol is oches b'kolmos, the adult is holding the pen, which is, of course, muksa, so we're not going to discuss that. But the katan oches b'yado, the kosev, and then the youngster, the person under the age of bar bas mitzvah, moves about the hand of the gadol, so then, pater, that is not over here going to be a chiyav daraisa for the adult. The b'zeh ha'gadol lo aviklum, because the adult didn't do anything, he's just holding the pen. The im ha'oches b'kolmos niskavin l'sayo. However, if the one that's holding the pen is trying to help over here and is in fact helping, then taya ha'chiyav b'ha'oches b'kolmos. Then that person is also chayav over here. And kein hu l'fi nuschas ha'grua b'tosefta ayin shon. This is also the way the Vilna Gaon has it on his understanding of the Tosefta. Now, in the issue footnote number 59, he brings down, Ochein, mi shebetivo sholek biyad yomin bavad. If somebody is a normal righty, but he taught himself how to use his left hand, so then Rav Nissen Karol Shlita brings down that if he writes with his left hand, that is called still a shinoi, and such a person is not going to be chayav in issur daraisa. However, he says, Mishin Koto Yodu Hayamanis, if somebody Rahman al-Islam had their right arm amputated, or it's no longer functioning as a right arm, has a stroke, Rahman al-Islam, or something like that, and now he's essentially become a lefty in that situation. If he writes with his left hand, even though he taught himself to write with his left hand is now the normal way that he writes, and that would in fact not be considered a shinoi, that would be real kesiva. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Hakosev amanas lekalkel ha'or chayev. If a person is writing on a hide, on a leather over here, and his intention is to ruin the leather, nevertheless he's chayev, because he's writing. She'ein chiyuva al makom aksav. The fact that he destroyed the R is irrelevant. El aksav. He wrote, and therefore that leather can't be used for whatever you're going to use it for, but now he did write. However, the other way around, avol hamochek amanas lekalkel, if you're erasing over here something on this leather in order to destroy it, then that is not an issur deraisa. That would be, in fact, pot avol osur. That would be an issur derabanan. Now we go to the final point of the Mishnah Berurah over here in his long list of eight things that are isurim of kosev and mochek. Os ches. The Mishnah Berurah writes, haroshem rishomim vitzuros bakosel bishoshar, which is some sort of product called vermilion, which is like a red or a scarlet dye. So a person writes over here some marks or forms, designs on a wall, uchayosiben, or something similar to this. Kiderash hatzayorim roshman, like painters or designers would do on a wall. Hareizet toledes kosev. This is an issur deraisa, told of kosev, v'chayev mishum kosev, and a person would be chayev in this situation for writing on Shabbos. The issue footnote number 60 has some very interesting subjects to discuss as well. What about if a person takes a picture with film, something a little bit unusual today that people have film? We are used to digital cameras. But he also talks about taking x-rays on Shabbos. So Dayin Weiss, that sound, the Shelos Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, brings down that this would be included in Roshem, and this would be writing and an Issur Daraisa. On the other hand, Rav Ozan, that sound, the Shevet Alevi, disagrees. His topic, Bekach, he's not sure. He says, when somebody takes a picture with film over here or with an x-ray, it doesn't really make a real true Issur Daraisa writing. You're just removing, so to say, something, chemicals that are over there, and hatmuna near shemes mi'aleh, and the picture, so to say, comes out itself. What about writing on a computer screen? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down she'ein ba mishum meleches kosi mideraisa. The actual writing on a screen, not printing it out, just having it typed on a screen, is not an Issur Daraisa. And he brings down as well from the Shevet Levi, however, that this is not the case. The Shevet Alevi disagrees. Rav Ozan Zatzal brings down Shiyesh Bekach Mishum Meleches Kosi Mideraisa. He does feel that writing on a screen is an Issur Deraisa, and he explains Shavapi Shaksiva Nimcheches Min HaMasech Liachersman. Even though the screen is going to go blank after a while, it will eventually be erased. He says, no, you have to make it be erased. You're causing it to be erased, and therefore, by you doing some other action, it will get erased. And therefore, it's similar to what the Rambam wrote, that if a person wrote on his hand, so even though it eventually will come off because of the warmth of the hand, it will eventually be absorbed into the skin, nevertheless, that's still called a permanent ksiva. And this is also the opinion of Rav Nissen Karol Shlita, who says, Sheksiva zuhi bechlal ksav hamiskayim. B'yeshba issa d'oraisa. He also feels that this would be an issa d'oraisa over here, writing on the computer screen. What about going and taking over here, l'mokum sheyeshbo matzlemo hamatzlemes es hanase u'makrina zos al gabi mosach? What happens if a person's walking by an area and there's a camera there and it puts his image on a screen, an automatic camera over here, 24/7 type of a camera? So Rav Yashin Zatzal brings down that this is also called kosev over here, and because this rishim over here is nase shelo kiderach, it's not the normal way, it may not be an isser daraisa, but it still would be an isser over here. And there's also the opinion of Nissan Karolich Shlita, who brings down that this would be an isser of kosev over here, albeit probably an issa d'rabbanan. However, he says el shadato aim is the issa d'oraisa mitam acher, but he has a different reason why it's not an issa d'oraisa, and he says because she'ein regilus l'kayim es tunas l'zman memushach, because we don't keep these films over here, these pictures, for a long period of time. So therefore, it's considered a davar she'ein miskayim, and is therefore only an issa d'rabbanan. And this is also the opinion of the Shevet Halevi Zatzal, Rav Ozner, she'yesh b'zeh mishum isser kosev, it is an issa d'rabbanan of kosev. However, he brings down that from Rav Yashin Zatzal, he says that when you're walking by these automatic cameras and take your picture and put it on a screen, you don't have to say you can't walk in that area because of this. And this also is the opinion of the Shevet Halevi Zatzal Rav Ozner, does bring down that if you have no choice over here, you might be able to go and walk in this area. An even more lenient opinion is brought down the Emrishol Muzalman Zatzal, and as well is brought down the Shailas Chuvas Rivos Ephraim. Shekivan She'ein HaNichnas Miskavin Lios Mitzulam. You have absolutely no interest in your picture being on that screen, and therefore it's a psikresha d'nolichale. And since this is a psikresha that you don't want, and it's involving the double derabbanan, number one, the derabbanan is that it's not nishmeres afilu zman kotzer, the picture's not going to stay there forever, and it's also done kalachayad, you're not doing this in the normal way, therefore, because it's a psikresha that only chalei, betray the derabbanan, it would be permissible. Finally, he says, what about taping something on Shabbos? So he brings down over here from the Shailas Teshuvas Beis Yitzchak that says as follows, that this putting it on the tape is also considered, so to say, writing, and therefore this would be an isser. However, he brings out from other poskim that nowadays when we do this digitally, you're not really writing anything on the tape over here, and it wouldn't necessarily be an isser daraisa. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Vim ose tsura b'chli tsura. If you're going and making a design on a type of a kli that is supposed to have designs drawn on it, Hainu shakli omed lekach lina osa, the kli is waiting to have this design drawn into it, Rashi explains. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, Afilu ose miktsasa, even if you don't draw the entire design, you only draw a part of it, Chayav, this would be an issa d'oraisa, Mishum Maka Rapatish, because you're finishing off this utensil over here. She gmar melachta shel kli, that is the end final action that needs to be done to make that kli a functional kli. Similarly, v'chein ha-mochek es ha-roshum kidei l'sakin. If you're erasing something in order to go and improve it over here, ha-reza tol dos mochek v'chayev. That would be a tolder of mochek, and you would be chayev for that as well. Mishnah Berurah says further, osu l'chaber osios shel kesef l'paroches v'chayotzibo. You're not allowed to go and attach silver letters to a curtain over here, or anything similar to that. Who ke'en kosev, that is the equivalent of writing over here. V'chein osur lohosir mimenu, and you wouldn't be allowed to take them down, because duhu ke'en mochik, that would be the equivalent of erasing it. The issue footnote number 61 says, this has huge halacha l'maaseh ramifications in the following situation. What about a puzzle on Shabbos? So if the puzzle pieces are interlocking, and they're really going to be able to fixed in this position over here, so then Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, osu l'chavrin, you wouldn't be allowed to go and attach them together, because this would be an issue of kosev, because now the letters, so to say, on the puzzle are able to, or the design, the picture is able to be fixed in that place. However, he says, if the puzzle pieces are not interlocking over here and they're not attached, they're just next to each other in this situation, so then Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal brings down, Shein Isser B'Davar, that's not an Isser. And he brings down as well, this would be the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Ben Lahadu Mechaim Lachaim of Nissan Karolitz Shlita. On the other hand, Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, Sha'af Biofen Zeh, even in this fashion, Rav Yashiv says that it would be Osser, Hadavar Osser. Now we go to the issue footnote number 62, and he brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Sha'af al pi shahat smad that's osios vikiruven zu Eino nechshevet ksiva, even though when you go and bring one letter next to another letter that's already written, it's not considered ksiva, mikol makom chibur ha'osios laparoches, but attaching the letters to the paroches or to other material, that would be considered ksiva, which is why the Mishnah Berurah said that you're not allowed to go and attach the letters to the paroches. And he adds, shelefikach ha'korea niyor bein ha'osios, if you were to tear a piece of paper in between the letters, and not actually erase or tear any of the letters, you wouldn't be over the issur of mochek. Shekein einu mochek es osios min harekash, and you haven't really deleted the letter from its material. And therefore, the only thing that you've really accomplished is just separating the letter that's already there, that's not been erased, one from the other, and that is not osur, according to his opinion. Now we continue. The Mishnah Berurah picks up from the Ein Chai Odom Klal Lamed Zayin, Masha Kosov Bazet. That's adds further information to what we just discussed. Now the Mishnah Berurah continues. He says, "V'ato nevar ketzas min yoni mechika v'sirto." Now we're going to go discuss some of the halachas of erasing and etching or engraving or cutting into a paper or something like that. Sirto, it's called marking it. Hamochek sab al menas lichtov bimkom hamechak shtei osios. If you erase something in order that you should be able to go and write in the place where you erased two letters, so chayev, that is an issur d'arais over here. And he says vafilo os achas imhi gedola. And even if it's one letter that you've erased and it's a large letter, v'yesh bimkomo kidei lichtov shtaim. And now you're able to write in that place two letters, chayev, you'd also be chayev in that situation. V'hamochek al menas l'sakin, and if you're erasing something in order to make it better, afilu shelo al menas l'chtov, even if it's not for writing, but it's to make it better. For example, kigon shayu osios yiserus batoru umechokin, there were extra letters there, and you erase the extra letters from over there, also, gam kein chayav, that would be an issur d'oraisa. Then he brings down from the chayodim, kosev chayodim, the kol ha-melochos chutz mikosev, chayav bein bimino bein mismolo. In general, when you do a melocha, it doesn't make a difference if you do it in your right hand or your left hand, you're going to be chayav. The one exception over here is kosev. And he brings a raya, maybe raya is there, mitosef the perik yud. He says, however, af biraglo befiv, if you write with your hand, or with your mouth, or with your axilla, with your armpit, mash b'shom the pot of yosser, that would, in fact, not be an issur d'oraisa, it would be only an issur d'rabbanan. Hamisartate niyar uklaf. If you go and etch out or engrave out or make a mark somehow on a piece of paper or on a cloth, on a parchment, uchayotibah, or any other type of writing material like that that you write on, kidei lichtov shtei osios, for the purpose of going and writing two letters over here, tachas oso sirtut, underneath that line that you marked out, chayav, that would be an issur d'oraisa over here of sirtut. V'chein shirotza lachtuch or, if you want to go cut a hide, o shar dvarim, or other types of things that you're cutting, umsartto tchila, and you go and etch out or mark out over here where you're going to cut it, kidei shiachavin chitucho, so you know exactly where to cut it. That's also gam zehu b'chlal misartet. That's also an issur over here of misartet. V'wadin Charshe Eitzim, and likewise people that go and chop wood, Shmaviru in Chutzal Sikwa, they take some sort of a red dye and they put it Agabi Akora on the board, Kedeshin Sobishavas, they should be able to cut it on a straight line on the appropriate place that they want to cut it. Or, oh, Hagivlin, Shosin Bain Ba'avonin, Kedeshi Yafatzal Evan Mishavit, or people that are working, masons that work with rocks and stones over here, and they go and mark it off also so that you'll be able to go chisel out exactly where you want to. Kol zehu b'chlal mesartet. All of these are included in the issur of mesartet, and this is true of echad mesartet b'tzeva, whether you do it with a dye you mark it off, or below tzeva, or with some other form, not with a dye. Harei zechayah. This is an issur d'oraisa of mesartet. Now, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, the reason why I went through this entire yesterday's shir and the whole today's shir till now is to let you know what are Isurim Daraisa, what are Isurim Darabonim. Why? The nafkamina, the ramifications are, yidei eino yehudi mekom mitzvah. If you have a non-Jewish person able to do it for you, and it's mekom mitzvah, if it's only an Isur Darabonim, you're allowed to. But if it's an Isur Daraisa, you're not allowed to. The Kaim Alon, B'Simin Shin Zayin, as we've already learned, the Isur Daraisa ein matirina yidei eino yehudi afilu bimkom mitzvah. We don't allow a non-Jewish person to do something for us if it's going to be something that if a Jew did would be an issur d'oraisa, even though it's b'makom mitzvah, we do not allow a non-Jewish person to do this. But if it would only be over if a Yid did it and issur d'rabbanan, then we do allow an akum to do it for us for the performance of a mitzvah. The issue footnote number 63 brings down, Hamochik shtei osios amanas lichtov osachas gedol. If you're erasing a two letters in order to make one big letter, so then the Sfasemis is not sure, is that a chiyuv d'oraisa or not? The issue footnote number 64 brings down, if you erase with your left hand, the Ayurab is not sure, is this considered a mechiko with a shinui? And the Abni Nezer does bring down that it's not considered a shinui, and there's also the opinion of Rav Azaz Atzal in the Shevet Alevi. Finally, the issue footnote number 65 brings down, the simen sh'osin besakin al gabi peros, had Hadar, Kidei Lekalfum, B'yeser Kalos. If you have over here these nice fruits and you want to go and mark off with a knife so you'll be able to peel them and you make an etching out with a knife, so Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Ein Bekach Mishum Issa Sirtut. That's not a problem of Sirtut. Now, with this, we finally concluded the long Mishnah Berurah over here, and we would begin Sif Hei, which is really the very top of this Amud, but we've run out of time, so Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we will do Sif Hei and Sif Vav, even though it's really today's daf, and we'll catch up in Mitzvah Hashem. With that, we conclude today's share.